Good morning and welcome to Making a Change for Good. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Jan.
So our assignment from yesterday was do your daily practice. It's time to celebrate. How are you going to do that? Alone, with a partner, with a friend, with a crowd, with a party? Have that celebration. And I'm pretty sure most people decided they were going to do it with Sangha because the queue filled up the minute I put it in Q&A session.
Oh, very good.
Boom.
Oh, we are a party bunch, aren't we?
We really are. I think we're ready to celebrate. So let's take our first caller. First caller, you're now live on the air, and would you please introduce yourself?
This is Tony from Athens.
Hey, Tony.
Hey, Sherry. Hey, Jan. And yes, I decided calling in would be a way to celebrate.
Uh-huh.
And it's also, my commitment is to call, actually get live once, at least once each month. So since the month's running out, this is it.
Uh-huh.
So I had a really good experience, really found a lot of benefit that we're doing this process each month. So I have my commitment for this month's focus, which is to do 5 minutes of watercolor I call it watercolor play, no standards, no agenda, not even trying to do anything, just play, just pure play. And it's been really fun. It's been
Tony, five minutes? How often do you do that?
Well, at least once a day.
Oh, okay, thank God. I thought, boy, if that's in the once-a-month category, too, that is not enough play.
Oh, no, no, no.
Once a day, good.
Once a day. At least once a day. And even though it's tremendous fun, I've got to see a lot about resistance, which I have each month. And to also make it like, it doesn't have to look like anything. I'm not trying to, practice any skills. It's just to make it just pure play.
Mm-hmm.
But it was so helpful. The other night, it was like 9:40, and I hadn't done it. And I'd gotten home late, and I was like, oh, I'm so tired. And that whole conversation started. And I was like, wait a minute, that's the resistor. There it is.
Uh-huh.
And then there's the belief in it. And I saw it all really quickly. And, it didn't take an hour to work through it.
Right. Oh, there you are, you sneaky little devil.
Exactly. Uh-huh. I just saw it, immediately. I said, oh, there's the resistor. Oh, and then there's the believing it's true. I'm so tired. It's so late. And I said, no. I'm just going to do it anyway, do my commitment, and just see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
And
it was what happened?
Well, and it was fun, it was fine, and all the conversation left. And then even the next morning, because I tend to often have trouble waking up, but I had my recorder right there, and I was in a really, really groggy place, and there it was. Oh, I'm so tired. I need to go to sleep, back to sleep. And then I just immediately, there it is again. There is the resistor. And I just got up. And it's been like that every day. It's like just immediately catching it and catching the, believing that it, I must be so tired or whatever, and just dropping it. And it's just saving me a lot of time.
Yes. Well, you drop it, and the energy is right there, right?
Yeah.
Because what you're seeing is it is such an argument for recording and listening, which I know is not a part of what we're talking about right now. But what you're seeing is how ego talks us, right? So it talks you into, you're too tired to do that. It's too late. You can't, right? It talks us into believing that story. Then in the morning, you're just too tired. You can't get, you just need to sleep more. And it talks mm-hmm. us into believing that that's true. And so we go along with it because we believe that it's true. But what you said,
yes.
if you don't believe it's true, it's not true.
It's remarkable.
It really is remarkable. Yes. Yeah, I go back to Wayne Dyer's, skill, book titles, beat me to the one I really wanted, which is I'll see it when I believe it.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And that's what you're talking about here. You're no longer believing that. You're now recognizing, oh, that's the resistor. Oh, those are the beliefs that I'm supposed to believe. No, I don't do that. And everything's
yeah.
different. Your energy is different. Your approach yep. to life is different. Certainly your ability to have fun and enjoy yourself is going way, 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 way up, right?
Yeah, because I don't lose all that time being in that resistance and
yeah.
trying to deal with it.
Right. Believing that it's real, believing that you have
yeah.
to deal with it, believing that there's a way to deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
No wonder we jump on beliefs and assumptions so heavily, right? I mean, there it is. Yeah, I believe that. I assume that that's true. So now I have to do this, and I have to feel that way, and I have to act that way, and I have to go there, and I have to be that, and I have to all because I believe that. Do I believe that? Well, actually, no, I don't believe that. Okay, then I don't have to do any of that.
Yes.
It's such a light coming on, isn't it? Yeah.
We get
to have, because, you know, Tony, I know you know this, but for an awful lot of conditioned people, maybe 10% of their life they would get. Maybe 10%. And believe that that's how life is. This mm-hmm. is my life. This is the way it is. And when we see
mm-hmm.
through that scam, now, now I'm in that kind of scam 10% of the time. So what's that leave me? 90% of life. Oh, this is way
wow.
better. This is
oh, way
happier.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Well, thank you for that. That was,
oh, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, that yeah. contributed to my celebration. So thank you.
Oh, good. Well, thank you. Thank you so much.
All right. Go happy.
I will. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for joining us, Tony. Sherry, that was so reminiscent of your recent newsletter article on getting talked.
Uh-huh.
And, just that place of that's its only weapon, that the
yes.
only way it can control our lives is the conversation.
Yes. And it is able... through that conversation, that combination of beliefs and assumptions, right,
mm-hmm.
and the conversation, to put people in lives that are hell,
yeah.
miserable, horrible.
Yeah.
And there's nothing going on except a story of misery in the person's head that they believe is true.
Exactly. And how often we walk around, yeah, these days with, oh, my God, there's so much to do. I can't. I'm so busy. I'm overwhelmed. And I love Tony's comment of, boy, it's saving me a lot of time.
I can do all kinds of things in the amount
exactly.
of time that I'm not spending trying to get over that. And
that
the beauty of it is, it's like that, right?
Yes,
there's,
exactly.
Oh, that's the resistor. Oh, I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
It's quick.
Yeah. Yeah. Just briefly, I was talking in group recently about flipping a coin about a big decision I had to make. And it occurred to me this morning, I mean, that would save a person so much time. Any time,
oh.
any little or big decision came, just have the practice flip.
Yeah. Okay. Here we go.
Yeah.
Because I was in that group, Jen. And
yeah.
you were also talking about the clarity that you have found about none of it makes any difference.
Truly.
Right?
Really?
So why not flip a coin? I'm either going to be here for it, and it's going to be great, or I'm not, and it's going to be miserable. Where I am is irrelevant.
And flipping a coin, that's actually where the insight came from, Sherry. Thank you. Because flipping a coin is an indication to me, the human being, that that's so. Not flipping the coin is a belief that there is a right decision. Well, I don't know. I mean, let me just really look at this. Let me just make sure. Yeah.
Let me make a list of pros and cons. Let me figure this out. And that person's life is never going to be free and happy. Not as long as they're in that process. It's just not.
Yep. No.
Because it's, as Tony pointed out, the resistor.
Yeah. Exactly. Mm-hmm. All right. Let's see our next caller. You're now live on the air, and would you please introduce yourself?
Hey, Jen and Sherry. This is Julian calling from Portland.
Hey, Julian.
Hey. Great to talk with you guys. Well, I'm partying by myself in my living room, I guess you could say. Sure.
With us.
With you all. That's
with
true.
With all of us.
I had a very interesting day yesterday. My car died in Seattle, like totally dead. No fixing. Off to the car graveyard. And I was sitting in the mechanic office doing this assignment about having a party. And I heard all the voices. I mean, they were so clear. They were like, what a sick joke to have a party right now. This is terrible and all these things. And
Your life is a tragedy.
It's a tragedy. Like, this is, you're getting, screwed over and all these things. And I just was like, these voices are so unhelpful right now. Nothing is bringing this car back. There's nothing to solve here. It's just, this is what happened. And I just saw, I feel like I story right in.
Wait, Julian, you just went away for a second. You saw that and you felt...
Sorry. Well, I just felt like I could see the way the story being sort of knitted together.
And see through the cracks.
Saw through the cracks. It's almost like I smelled the alluring perfume of coming into that store because I did bad, but also the story would not.
Julian, you're really, I'm sorry, but you're really breaking up. I'm getting about every third word. Dan, are you able to hear Julian?
Yeah. Okay. No, he's breaking up for me as well. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Well, if another caller is available, happy to meet the bit of contact, and it's okay.
I think you said it's okay. Here's the thing. If you can get to, if you know a secret good connection spot, give us a call back, okay?
Yes, sounds good. I can do that.
All right. Thanks, Julian.
Hey, thank you.
Boy, we know that place, Sherry, huh?
Oh, we live in that place.
It's so ironic that I thought for sure he's not breaking up, but
that's right. He's in Seattle. Come on.
Yeah, really. Big city. All right, let's take our next caller. Next caller, you're now live on the air, and would you please introduce yourself?
Oh, dear.
Uh-oh. See, it looks like it was 6. Okay, hang on one sec.
Maybe that person is muted. That's my trick.
Oh, or dropped, actually, perhaps. Oh, dear. All right, so moving on.
No party really goes 100% smoothly.
No, exactly.
In my experience.
Really, yeah. Next caller, you're now live on the air, and would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Christine in Oregon.
Hello, Christine. Gosh, you sound good.
Oh, good.
Yeah, clear as a bell.
One thing that I've seen over the many months of this practice is just how slowly things are revealed to me. Just stuff that's always been there, but I've been living it. It's like it's obvious, I guess, sort of, but I haven't clearly seen it. Just stuff, the way I do this, and the way I communicate with that, and the way I hide this, or all sorts of stuff.
Yeah,
and it's nice. It's been nice to just to have. It feels gentle in a way for it to bubble up into. Kindly, like to have the opportunity to kindly see it and add love to it and want to, you know, want to make a change and to see, like, it's there, the thing. And, to have, like, compassion or love or something there, presence, I guess, to be with it too, because I want to change it. Like, I don't want to do that thing or whatever.
That's right. And so, so making a change for good, right? That's what we're doing here. and the reason, of course, that this is happening to you is that you've been practicing, right? So what you're describing is what happens to a person when self-hate is no longer running the show. Right, with that constant judgment and criticism, so that we don't have a chance to actually see what's going on. We're just reeling from the criticism all the time. Now, without that, you can, through the eyes of love, see this human being. There's the clarity. Okay. No, I don't want to do that. No, I don't want to be that way. Thank you for helping me see that, so that now I can make a different choice.
Yeah. And to be
clear.
Wonderful,
isn't it?
Yes, it is wonderful. And to be clear, self-hate did not go away. It is so there still. But I completely understand what you said. Yes, there are.
But here's the thing, Christine.
Yes.
It's there, and you're seeing it.
Yeah, it's there, and it's
right?
still mean.
It's horrible. It's hateful. But you don't believe it in the same way. You're not choosing that. I mean, maybe sometimes, sure. Sometimes we step into dark places and, and get brutalized for a little while. And then we come out of it, and you realize, oh, that's what that was. That was truly horrible. That's one of the things I don't want to do, right? I don't want to go unconscious and let that happen again, because there's no reason for it. Because this is a perfectly lovely human being who is doing the very best that she can. I don't want to go unconscious and allow that to happen to her.
Yeah. And it's just like what the other callers were saying. They see that what self-hate says and what it's doing, and yes, at times we do see it, and it's good, because I'm not interested in that.
Well, and you know that's not who you are.
Living my life with that. Yeah,
right.
It's not who we are.
Yeah, and so if we have that moment of clarity, which life will offer us in exactly the way you describe. Gently, kindly, compassionately, you know, I do that, don't I? Wow, okay, well, that's not what I want to be doing. Okay. Right? It's just a,
Yeah, exactly.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, and so thank you. And one quick thing, so I got a trampoline. I've always enjoyed trampolining. And it feels like a playful thing. And I found one down the street, somebody getting rid of one. And so I commit to getting on it and which is great. And I'm able to watch what conditioning does with that playful thing, just like everything else, which is one thing, I want to hide it. Like, I don't want the neighbors to see me on the trampoline. I'm 50-something, and I'm on a trampoline playing. So I sort of have to hide it a little bit, like, you know, are the neighbors home, or can I get on my trampoline now, you know? And then the other thing is it's saying making something that's worthwhile of it. Like, well, you're getting some exercise, and you're, you know, this is good. You're moving your joints, and you're getting some exercise. Versus,
range of motion, exercise.
That's important. Uh-huh. That's, of course, important to the ego, but it's very fun just to play on.
Yes, and I'll tell you, I hope you let go of any concern about what people are going to think, because what might happen is they go, well, that looks like fun. I'm going to get me one of those. It should be good for everybody.
That's right. The neighbor already came over when I first got it, and I told her, you know, come. You can jump anytime you want. And your son, who's 20-something, he can jump too. You know, anybody can come and jump. It's fine with me.
Yes, exactly. And if people are afraid to do it, you know,
that's
just
problem.
Sad. Yeah, that's just sad.
Yeah, that's their business.
All right. Well, thank you, Christine.
Thank you.
That's some good news today. Thank you.
Thanks. Go happy.
Go happy.
Thanks for joining us, Christine. And Sherry, I think we do have Julian back, so let me...
Oh, good.
Let's give that another try.
Yeah.
Am I coming through?
Oh,
yeah, much better.
Much better.
Oh, good.
Okay.
It's these little pockets in my house. I don't know. Just got to find the right one.
Yep. And then just stand right there. Don't move a muscle. Yeah.
I'm being very still.
Okay. So there we were. You're there. The car is dead. It cannot be resuscitated. The voices are trying to make this the tragedy of your life. And by the way, I got the impression that you were somehow being taken advantage of or something like that. Was that an element, or did I make that up?
Well, certainly being taken advantage of by ego in my vulnerable state, for sure. I felt like I just really, there weren't a lot of distractions. It was just me sort of sitting in the garage hearing these voices about being a victim you know, because, oh, this is so sad. And there was this really fine line of, okay, I, this story that's building, I see it's unhelpful. I want to take care of this person because he is experiencing a hardship, but I don't want to be in that story. And
right.
And it was
but
this really
not,
fine
yes.
fine line there, you know,
yes.
of taking
yes.
care of the person but not being in the story.
Yes, because it is a difficult circumstance, and he's not a victim.
Right.
Right? Yeah. He's
right.
perfectly adequate to his life. And
yes.
this is a bummer, as we used to say in the
right.
movie. Right?
Right.
This is
yes.
not how I planned the day. Okay.
Yes.
Great. Let's help
yep.
him through it.
Right. Exactly. And I could see the way that ego could bully me into two directions, one being the victim and one being, just get over this. You have to figure this
yeah.
out. But where's yeah. that sweet spot in the middle where he gets taken care of and he doesn't have to be a victim, right?
Yes, exactly so. Where he's completely adequate to his life and he's got all the support he needs.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, other voice of just, yes, this is happening and this is a precious day and I don't want to miss out on it. I don't know what else could happen today. I'm definitely not in control. I know that right now.
Yeah.
But being in that story, it's like climbing into this shell where it's the only reality and nothing else can come in.
Right.
And it's such a sad place to be. I don't want him in there.
Well, that's right. And the way you phrase that is the key. Right? Nothing else can get in. So there's no
yeah.
openness to life's guidance, to direction. Because one of the experiences that we all recognize with practice is guidance is coming to us all the time. And things are being offered to us that we would never think of in a million years.
Right.
But if we're in that shell, completely closed off with those hateful, you're a victim, get over it, voices, then that's it. That's going to be our reality. Nothing else can get to us.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I feel like the sitting down and doing the assignment, you know, it's what got me up and out the door and finding the bus stop and gathering my belongings and just saying, okay, day, what else do you have for me? You know,
what now?
What now? And no, there is not control here. And that can feel scary, especially when ego is the one telling you about it. But it also, as you said, it presents these options you never would have dreamed of.
And it's one of the learning to live historically, right? That that realization that in 5 years, you're going to look back on this, and you will be able to see all of the things that came from this. That we can't see in the moment, but looking back on our lives, we can certainly see all of the extraordinary things that happened as a result of times in our lives that seemed, if we had listened to the voices, hideous, horrible, awful, tragic.
Yeah. Right, right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes, and listening for that voice that is, you know, quieter, but it's not a, it's a gentle, it's so helpful to remember that listening for life is not a bully. Life is not yelling at me. It just needs, it needs to be made room for. It needs to be given space and a little bit of quiet. And
that's right.
Yeah. And some play.
And some play and some relaxation and some gratitude that comes from that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, thank you, Julian.
Glad you
found that that still place in the house. And
me too.
And now we know you're looking for that even more still place inside. So you are in good shape.
Yes, I'm going to find the good cell reception inside.
Exactly.
All right. All right. Thank you, Sherry.
Julian.
Thank you, Jen. Gosho.
Gosho.
Gosho, thanks for joining us, Julian. Sherry, I think
that's
we're a little tight. What's that?
That's so good. We're listening for the strong cell signal inside.
Exactly. Oh, that's such a good image. And, you know, as Julian was talking, I was thinking about an exercise we did in the Going Beyond Fear, Resistance, and Limitations retreat recently that highlighted for me that same thing that I feel like you and Julian were just talking about, where it's that middle way between this thing is happening, but both the story is unhelpful and sort of the going to my head and having an idea about what's happening. Neither of those is helpful. It's just that middle way of just being right with just the thing that's happening that's so exquisite.
Well, yes, and, you know, we throw that word presence around all the time, and that's what you're describing, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Actually being with the moment that I'm in, instead of ego's version of trying to get us to look at what happened right before or what are we going to do next,
exactly.
And actually participating in life in the moment that is the only moment actually that we have.
And, you know, just to tie it with today's theme of celebration, that I really, it's so my experience that when we are in presence with whatever it is, that's the, well, it's the happy to be here. I heard you and Ashwini recently having a conversation about that, which I had not heard before. I'm sure you've said it before, but I just really heard it, where it's not just I'm happy to be here.
Yeah.
And that is a big, big place. It includes everything. In presence, really, there is a way in which we're celebrating everything exactly as it is.
Yes. And here is actually the only place we are happy.
Truly.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, you're just maintaining. Yeah, go ahead.
Again, you know, I got that thing I want. Whee! I'm happy.
Exactly.
That's not what we're talking about.
No.
That's not the present we're talking about, mm-hmm. right? There's a different experience of presence. There's a different experience of happy, and that mm-hmm. all of that happens right now, here, this, and nowhere else.
And I think we intuitively sense that when we're quote happy because I got that thing I wanted. To me, there's a sense, the way I would describe it, as unsafety, because we know it's a fight of a duality. And that place where I'm in the middle of something that's difficult and I experience presence, that's a joy. That has a quality of joy that's mm-hmm. unique. It's because it's freedom. There's that sense of like, wow, this can be okay.
Yes, because what we are with is life. And so the content really doesn't matter.
Right.
That is our happiness. Life itself is our happiness. And when we are present with that, when we found that signal inside, when we are here with that, we are happy. And it doesn't matter. None of the rest of it matters. So even if it's, I think the one I was talking about recently, I got that Tesla, and I am really happy. Well, it's wonderful to ground oneself into that experience because that that experience is possible for me even if my Tesla dies in the middle of the road somewhere. Right? That happiness is mine because it's life animating this form.
Yeah. Unconditional.
Unconditional. Yeah. Yep.
Mm. Well, that brings us to the end of another fabulous show. And our assignment for today is do your daily practice. Take some time to make a recording that captures what you've learned from working with this month's content focus. Perhaps start a folder that allows easy access for review.
What do we got? Five folders now? I think, isn't this our fifth? Yeah, our fifth one of these. Wow.
So tomorrow morning, we wake up to our new focus.
So excited.
All right.
Thank you so much, Jen.
Thanks, Sherry.
Thank you, everybody.
Thanks, everyone.
Go happy.
Bye-bye.